This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Stone Canyon fire near Lyons is among the wildfires burning across the Northern Front Range. Neil Sullivan and his wife own St. Vrain Market in downtown Lyons. He wants the market to stay open as a resource for his community and first responders.
People in these mountain communities have close bonds, and it's so comforting to see the town pull together, even amongst a tragedy in the works.
People living in a wide area near Lyons were evacuated Tuesday and Wednesday, including Sullivan's family. The Stone Canyon fire is still uncontained. At least one of this week's fires was likely human-caused. That's the Lake Shore Fire in Boulder County. Sheriff Curtis Johnson says they do not believe it was intentional.
It does sound like there were individuals working on a property in that area. I don't know exactly what they were doing, but we are talking to them about how the fire started.
The fire southwest of Boulder has burned two structures, including a home near Gross Reservoir and Lakeshore Park. The latest on Colorado's fires and the firefighting effort is at CPR.org. The trial of Tina Peters continues in Grand Junction. She's the former Mesa County clerk who is accused of breaching her office's security and violating her duty. CPR's Benta Berkland is following the trial, which began yesterday.
Peters is facing charges of helping an unauthorized person access her county's voting machine after the 2020 presidential election. Prosecutors allege that she stole someone's identity in her effort to help leak information about voting machines. Prosecutor Robert Shapiro.
In actuality, this is a very simple case of deceit and fraud.
The defense said Peters did nothing illegal, and the prosecution is trying to make facts fit charges that don't apply. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.